Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. I'm Sheridan, and I'm the host. I'm also one of the authors of The Gift of Giving Life. I'm so excited to be able to share some insights into the spirituality of conception, pregnancy, birth, and beyond with you today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Today, I'm going to share how to create a postpartum adjustment plan. It is very easy to focus on the event of giving birth. But after the baby comes, you will need time to recover. You should only be taking care of yourself and the baby. It is easy to find yourself doing too much, and then you can become exhausted, which can lead to problems with increased bleeding, bonding with the baby, establishing breastfeeding, developing infections, and/or illness. Planning ahead for this transition is crucial in your healing process. You'll still need to eat nutritious meals, hydrate yourself, and get plenty of sleep to recover. Let me go over a few of the things to think about. Child care and work arrangements. Have you made plans for a leave of absence from work? This not only includes an out-of-home job, but it includes your job as a mother or a homemaker. What about your husband? How much time off will he have? If you have other children, who will be caring for them? If family or neighbors are not available to help, consider talking to your ministering sisters, the Relief Society, or even hire a postpartum doula. If you have children, provide a schedule for whoever will be caring for them. Plan to have help for 2 weeks if you can. You may need more or less than this depending on your healing process, but if your bleeding increases, you will need to slow down again. Physical nourishment. Do you have meals planned for? Not just for the first few days, but what do you plan to do after help leaves? You could prepare freezer meals ahead of time or even ask for freezer meals in lieu of other types of gifts. Be sure to let people know if you have food allergies. Also, who will do the shopping? Services like grocery pickup is a great thing to use during this time, and having a meal plan can be a lifesaver. Next, let's talk about housework. Consider posting a list of the household chores, where to find the supplies, and who is responsible for them. If your kids are old enough, it is a wonderful time for them to take on more responsibility and learn new skills. Have them practice before the baby comes so you can teach them how you like it done. Be specific in what kind of help you want and don't be afraid to ask. Consider prioritizing which jobs are most important to have done, the ones that bring you peace of mind. Also, it can definitely help to lower your expectation and let some things go. Housework can wait. Another great option would maybe be to hire a house cleaner if it's something that your budget can afford. I know I did this after my last baby, and I basically said, okay, we're getting a house cleaner until the baby sleeps through the night, and it really helped with my transition. Physical care. What kind of comfort measures will you need? You may not know if you have not had a baby before, but some women stock up on things they like for their postpartum care, like witch hazel pads, padsicles, which are basically ice packs for your perineum, sitz bath supplies, having a breast pump, and things for nipple care, etc. The list could go on and on. It can be helpful to keep contact information handy for breastfeeding support and your healthcare provider. It is helpful to know ahead of time what kind of things are normal for you and for the baby in those first days, so you know when and if to call your provider with a question. Baby care. Stocking up on diapers, wipes, and other baby supplies is helpful too. It is also helpful to have a lot of the baby blankets and clothes washed and ready to go. Think about your visitors. What are your preferences for visitors? Do not feel obligated to have more than you are comfortable with, and feel free to even set visiting hours if it helps. Your needs and the baby's needs come first. Do not feel obligated to let everyone hold your baby if you don't want to. You can also ask that they wash their hands or stay away if they are sick. Another thing, if you have visitors that you trust and you would feel comfortable asking for their help, you could ask them to do one of those cleaning things that's on your list that hasn't been done yet. Or ask them to bring groceries for you or pick up something from the store that you need. This is a great opportunity to take advantage of, and people are usually more than happy to help in this way. Next, think about your children. If you already have children, how can you involve them in caring for the baby? Involving them can help them adjust to having a new baby in the home. Be sure to let their babysitter know what their favorite activities are and where you feel comfortable with them going for special outings. Think about how you can help each child feel special and important. And also, having connections with their friends and being able to set up play dates can be a helpful option as well. For spiritual nourishment, you want to allow yourself to spiritually recharge, but don't put high expectations on yourself. You can listen to the scriptures or conference talks, or read them on a device while you're feeding the baby, or just find whatever works for you. Be kind to yourself and know that things might not be quite the same as they were before the baby, but that with time you'll get back up to your old spiritual routines. Next, remember the importance of staying flexible. These weeks are a time to recover and bond with your baby. Be flexible with how this plays out. Be patient with yourself, your baby, and your helpers. Be aware of the baby blues and postpartum depression. How do you want someone to respond to you if you are having a postpartum blues kind of moment? Again, be specific. Do you want them to offer to listen, to give you a hug, to take the baby so you can nap? Your care provider usually will cover the signs to look for baby blues or postpartum depression, and we have a link in the show notes of those signs. I will say with my second baby, I did have postpartum depression, and I didn't recognize it, and my husband didn't recognize it until it had been a few months, and it would have been very helpful to have a list of symptoms, and we hopefully would have then recognized it more quickly, and I could have gotten help sooner. Last, the tip to write a postpartum plan. You've probably heard about having a birth plan. Well, create a postpartum plan as well before you have your baby. All these topics that I've discussed can be included in that postpartum plan, and it can be a very good reference to help you and to let others help you during your postpartum time. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.